What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled, I Told You Yemen is Gonna Be the Downfall of America. So we're watching a video here by No More News. He's known as Adam Green. Our brother Nathaniel recommended him. So we got his channel here on MTV. And he's gonna be talking about a guy that we all know called I Hypocrite, who's gonna be talking a little bit about Yemen. This video is only gonna be like maybe 4 or 5 minutes long, assuming I don't run my mouth. I'm just gonna let this video play. By the way, this Jewish guy right here, Yossi Mizrahi, I personally met him in LA back in 2015. He's a Middle Eastern Jew, funny as hell, charismatic. Evil, yes. Charismatic, yes. But that's not the point of this video. The point here, guys, is even according to Christianity, the Yemenites are gonna destroy Western civilization. This is why I told you in my last video a couple of days ago, we should do everything we can to support the Yemenites, especially praying that the Yemenites destroy America. Not that they need our support, because God is going to help them, but so we can also claim to be like, hey, part of the victory that you Yemenites had was us praying for you. In other words, you want to be on the winning side, guys, okay? So anyways, let me let this video play again. I'm going to let it play for a couple of minutes, and we're going to do it right now.
And the name and the words of Hashem comes out.
The Torah comes out from Zion. The law will come out from Zion. Every Christian believes that. They're all Zionists, and they're all Torah shills, believing the fake Torah. I'm having Nasta Conformant on next week to expose the fake Torah, by the way. Going to be a big show. And I have a debate scheduled for next Friday on I Hypocrite with a Christian. Big debate on I Hypocrite. He has like 600,000 Twitter followers, like 100,000. He's an Orthodox Christian, I believe. He's having me debate somebody on there. I don't want to announce it yet. I'm going to let him announce it first. But it's going to be epic.
From Yerushalayim. This is after Gog Magog. It's a prophecy. After the war is finished, everything will be finished. Those goyim who will survive will come and tell the Jews, please, give us the chance to learn from your wonderful Torah. Somebody ask. Tell me, so Mashiach will destroy all the mosques and all the churches? So the answer is no. He won't destroy it. So he asked, oh, what good is Mashiach if he's going to keep the churches around? So the answer is, Mashiach won't have to do it. You know who's going to do it? The Christians themselves will destroy it from the embarrassment. Do not leave any souvenir. Do not leave...
Give us context.
Oh, wait, no,
Sefer Avadya.
Let's see the next one. Not the entire West will be wiped out, but most of the West will be, according to prophecy. Oh, great.
So, at the end of the day, Esav was supposed to be a great figure in Klal Yisrael, and he was supposed to have six of the Shvatim, and we lost him, and he died without repentance. So, at the end of the day, Esav was supposed to repent for the things that he wasn't able to during his lifetime, and so there will be the good component of Esav that will overpower the evil of Esav. But most of the West...
So that's the Philo-Semitic Noahide Christians will overcome the anti-Semitic Amalek Christians. That's what that means there.
So at the end of the day, Esav is supposed to repent for the things that he wasn't able to during his lifetime. And so there will be the good component of Esav that will overpower the evil of Esav.
And the repenting is for the repenting of the history of Christian persecution of Jews in their exile of Edom, which we already see the repenting with Vatican II and Schofield Bible and Christian Zionism. Popes have made statements apologizing. One of the popes even visited the wall and put a prayer in the wall saying to repenting for Christians being mean to Jews for killing God.
Most of the West represents the evil of Esav, but some of it doesn't. So not the entire West will be wiped out, but most of the West will, according to this prophecy. And they will be wiped out by a very low class of migrants who are going to enter. And I'm not saying that migrants are bad people. And, you know, I'm the son of a Latino immigrant, so I guess I'm allowed to say certain things that maybe you can't get away with. But He's saying that among the migrants will be some very evil people, and they're going to destroy the country. But they're going to be people without knowledge, without any like contributions to society. They will be the lowest possible class of people, and they will be the ones to destroy you. So he says, they will come, and suddenly Edom will no longer have any wise people. The word that he uses is avadati. The leaders of Edom are going to lose their minds. Does that remind you of anybody in particular? A certain Western leader who...
I assume you're talking about Joe Biden?
Wow, I guess it's obvious then, okay.
Okay, yeah.
All right. So he says, at the same time that Edom will lose its wise leaders, their academic system is going to suddenly lose all its credibility as well. So when there are no longer any wise leaders, and the entire college system just, at the same time, just goes kaput, that's when things will be set into motion, and from that point, there's no going back, there's no turning back the clock. So he says, there will be this conflict between a coalition of Edom, a Western coalition, and Yemen. And the word it uses is the same letters as Houthi.
What's going on?
You would pronounce it Khatu, I would pronounce it Khati. And the literal translation of it, of the word, is panic. You will panic. You will panic around Yemen. Your warriors will panic around Yemen. And you'll flee. And so the Malbim explains that Edom is going to have powerful armies all around the world. And when this conflict happens, they're suddenly going to forget how to execute just basic war. And it's going to be very humiliating for the West that they're not able to figure out how to defeat these Yemenite warriors. And they're all going to flee due to fear of a massacre.
No, he's not making shit up, actually. It's all from Obadiah.
All right, guys, so that's all I wanted you to watch. Even according to the Jews themselves, Western civilization is going to be destroyed by Yemen. Islam tells us 80 different nations are going to attack Yemen, and they're all going to get destroyed by Yemenites. So imagine that, guys. Imagine a bunch of barefoot Bedouins destroying Western civilization, guys. And when I say destroying Western civilization, I'm not saying that they're going to come here and send us back to the 7th century. I'm talking about destroying Pharaoh Trump, fucking all the Western leaders out there. Again, the Yemenites are doing us a big, big solid. This is why we need to start supporting the Yemenites now, because when they do win, at least we get to be on the winning side. Now, I know a lot of you guys out there are going to say, yo, Amr, Yemenites are, again, they're barefoot, they're Bedouins. How the fuck are they going to destroy Western civilization? Guys, this is where God and faith comes in, okay? Let's go back to King David, right? Before King David was a king, he was a lowly peasant, and he went up against Goliath. All odds were against him, and he won by the miracle of God, okay, guys? The Yemenites are going to win by the miracle of God, solely because of the miracle of God, and they had a freaking backbone. By the way, guys, I'm actually on the way to Tallahassee. I told you guys that I sent in paperwork for the MGTOW party a couple of months ago. I've not heard back from the Department of Elections here in Florida, even though I called them and emailed them multiple times. So I'm going to go visit them probably within an hour, assuming I make it there before they close. We're going to find out the status of the MGTOW party. Okay, guys? So, yeah, man. Yemen is going to be the end of America. Guys, you need to understand this good. All these executive orders that Trump signed the other day, that's like me telling you, oh, yeah, bro, dude, yeah, man, in a year, man, you're going to be a multimillionaire, dog. And then me taking your money and running away in the next half year, okay, guys? Everything and anything Trump is doing to make you guys feel good about him, it's all fucking bullshit, dudes. When the big war happens, America's going to come crashing down. And when America comes crashing down, somebody has to be on the forefront. That's where we MGTOWs come in. You guys need to understand, until America collapses, there is nothing you and I can do other than to spread the good word and to create a political party. That way, when America does fall, we get to have some sort of authority. You guys need to understand, We are on the forefront of all this. There is not a single group in the world that knows about end of history, eschatology, that's what it's called. There is not a group out there more befitting to lead after the collapse than MGTOW. This is it, guys. There is no Caverly. There is no Dark Horse or White Horse or White Knight coming out, you know. That's it. MGTOW is it, guys, okay? We're the ones who are going to end up taking charge of America after the collapse happens. And it's all thanks to the Yemenites, and it's all thanks to them for having a freaking moral backbone. And that's enough for God to say, all right, you guys have shown me that you care. Well, I'm going to come in and let me do my thing, okay? This is what we need to do here in America, guys. We need to show God that we have the moral backbone to stand for him, and then we let God come in, do his thing, okay, guys? Anyway, my video for today, like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.